Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you for the great works you have done for us. Lead us to remember the magnificent work of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter and clothed in humility. But he willingly offered himself to death to save his people from their sins. Thank you for sending your son Jesus into this world. Through his death, our sins are forgiven, and we are able to come to you. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There was a man who was struggling to accomplish a new mission. One night, he had a dream. In his dream, an angel took him to a room where different kinds of crosses were displayed. The angel said, "I want you to choose and carry a cross in this room." The man selected a cross which looked to be light and the most comfortable to him. While he was carrying the cross, he realized that it was too heavy for him. So the man asked if he could swap the cross for another one. While the man was carrying this second cross, he realized that it was more difficult to carry than the first one. Again, the man asked if he could exchange it for another one. Finally, the angel said with a smile, "Now you are carrying the first one that you selected." This story teaches us carrying the cross means carrying the suffering that we cannot handle on our own. We need the help of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now we are standing before the cross of Christ, the cross which symbolizes the connection between heaven and earth, between God and his people, and which on this day symbolizes the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. This cross also symbolizes the love of God, who so loved his people that he gave his one and only Son to save them from their sins. We believe that the meaning of the cross has never changed. When Jesus lived on this earth, the Jewish people were ruled by Rome, and they had to obey the law of Rome as well as the law of God. According to the Roman law, the worst criminals, such as murderers, were sentenced to die on the cross. This sentence was only for Gentiles, not for Roman citizens. The punishment of crucifixion was harsh. The condemned were not allowed to wear any clothing. Their arms and feet were fastened to the cross with heavy nails driven through their hands and ankles. This was incredibly painful. This was so painful. The condemned struggled to breathe until they died. Our Lord Jesus suffered painfully, and he died on the cross. Many of his believers despaired. However, as we know, our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, and this gave his followers hope. Let us read together Romans chapter 5, verse 3. We also rejoice in suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Hope does not disappoint us. Therefore, believers of Christ should have hope in spite of suffering and hardship in their lives, because of the example, life and death of our Lord Jesus. A long time ago, Welch and his wife were planning to preach the gospel in Africa. So they sent their applications to be accepted as missionaries. At the interview, they were not accepted. Through a continued passion about fulfilling a mission, they prayed with confidence that if mighty God closed a door, he might open another door for his people. They came to realize that Welch's father, who was a dentist, was serving the church by making grape juice, which is needed for communion. Finally, he had a message from God, and he and his wife committed themselves to God, and they started a business that made grape juice. This was the beginning of the Welch juice. Why are people having troubles finding hope in times of despair? Because they do not understand where they were originally from. Humans sinned against God, and as a result, they could no longer come to God. However, their sins were forgiven, and they could come to God through Jesus Christ. More importantly, we are to remember that our destination does not end here on earth, but in heaven. Furthermore, mighty God is here with us, guiding us and blessing us. As believers of Christ, we must remember that we are given hope from despair. It's okay? Okay, can I? It's okay? Let us look at the cross again. And I would like to explore the true meaning of this cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. First, the cross symbolizes suffering itself. The cross symbolizes suffering itself. It's okay? Okay, call the ambulance. We just stop the recording for a second. Call the ambulance. Okay. The cross symbolizes suffering itself. While on the cross, our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in verse 50, when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Our Lord Jesus was persecuted and died on the cross. Many people believed that death was the end and was discouraged. However, death of Jesus was not the end. It was the beginning of the great work of God. Because we know that Jesus was raised from the dead. We owe a debt to all our brothers and sisters in Christ who have devoted themselves to God despite all their difficult times since Jesus died. Through them, the gospel has been spoken in many countries, and many people have come to the Lord. Richard Fuller is known to be one of the greatest minds of our times. However, his life was regarded as a succession of trials and failures. He was kicked out of college, lost all his money in a failed business, and at the age of 32, he didn't like his life, so he tried to drown himself down in a lake. Right at the time, he was impressed with the beautiful stars in the sky. Later, he came to realize that they were created by God, the creator of heavens and the earth, and he came to know God. He continued effort and passion of Christ and had led him to become an architect, writer, designer, and inventor. This reminds us that anyone who is eager to have the passion for Christ will be given hope from despair. Let us read together 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. The second meaning of the cross gives us hope. The Roman people persecuted many believers of Christ during the period of the 33 and 13 AD. Around 300 AD, there was conflict between Roman emperors and governors. A man named Constantine was later known as Constantine the Great, was given the message, and he saw a vision. You will win your battle holding the flag of the cross. And he bowed down and repented his sins against God. Later he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I'm sorry, I couldn't continue to preach, so I will just Okay, I'll just continue and just a little bit finish early if you don't mind. It's okay? Okay. We are destined to die because we are sinners, but we are given hope and new life through the cross upon which Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died. Let us read together Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. All have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. The third meaning we get from this cross is that the cross leads us salvation. The cross leads us salvation. Before Jesus died on the cross, He said in John chapter 13, verse 30, "It is finished. It is finished." Jesus was sent into this world to save His people from their sins. Salvation began through the death of Jesus on the cross and was fully completed through His resurrection. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 says, "The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. In the holy temple of Israel, there was a place called Holy of Holies. The high priest was only allowed to enter the sacred place once a year, through the curtain separating God and His people. According to the law of Moses, the Jewish people were supposed to give sacrificial offerings to God by killing animals for their own sins. However, our Lord Jesus sacrificed His life to save His people from their sins. Because of what our Lord did, we do not believe that we have to make sacrifice in the old ways. That is why our Lord Jesus says, 'It is finished.'" And Hebrews 9, verse 28 says, "Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people." These three messages which you get from this cross: suffering, hope, and salvation. Suffering and hope and salvation have influenced many people's lives for the past 2,000 years, and they still do so in our community, society, and nations. So our job is to help people to come to God through the message of God. Then our Lord will take them closer to God in His time and in His ways. In the process, we are called to do our best by sharing God's love and grace with our family members and friends and neighbors. 2 Timothy 5, chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season." In my own life, I have tried to share the word of God with my friends, family members, and neighbors so that more people could accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord. The message of the cross tells us of the power of God. It is the gospel. Euangelion also means the good news of Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. The gospel is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This day, Good Friday tells us of the death and the end of Christ. It also tells us of the resurrection and the beginning of Christ. Remember our Lord Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them. I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. May God be with you and bless you. Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for us and to save us from our sins. Our Lord Jesus died on the cross. He took all of our sins, anxieties, distress, and despairs. But he gave us hope. It is the hope that we are able to succeed on this earth, as well as in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Help us to live and walk for you at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So now we are going to stand and sing together.